First of all, I wish to express our deep appreciation to the High Commissioner for his superb leadership. Let me also pay tribute to the dedicated efforts by the entire staff of UNHCR in ever more challenging operational environment. The international community indeed faces daunting challenges in responding to current displacement crisis. We are witnessing an unprecedented scale of humanitarian situation, with more than 65 million people being forcibly driven from their homes, including more than 21 million refugees who have fled across borders. There has not been a time when we saw so many conflicts and humanitarian crises with no sign of slowing down. The funding gap continues to widen. We are repeatedly confronted with funding shortfalls, with no prospect of quick solutions in the near future. Madam Chair, no country can cope with these challenges in isolation. Now more than ever, we need global solidarity, resisting the temptation of turning a blind eye to problems next door. States, among others, continue to assume the primary responsibility to save lives and protect the vulnerable on the move. The ongoing discussions on two global compacts for refugees and migrants present a timely opportunity to renew our political commitments to cope with the increasingly complex migratory movements. At the same time, the scope and depth of the current crisis calls for innovative approaches. We live in a world in which the ordeal of refugees tends to last over generations, leading to long-standing humanitarian situations. For these protracted situations, it is imperative to address the root causes and bring home the nexus between refugee response and development. We need to diversify channels of funding and make sure that we leave no stones unturned, particularly in building broader humanitarian partnership. To do so, the actors of humanitarian field need to step out and start knocking on the doors of unvisited potential partners. We encouraged UNHCR to redouble its efforts to engage actors from the private sector and other sources of support. Also, we should not neglect the value of unearmarked or softly earmarked funding. This source of flexible funding allows UNHCR and other humanitarian organizations to better address forgotten crises and mitigate the effect of possible rallying to headline crises. The decreasing level of unearmarked funding of recent is distressing. We need to go the extra mile to systemically offer donors. We need to go the extra mile to systemically offer